Tonight's daf is daf hey. So we made it down to the Mishnah around seven lines down. The Mishnah says, are we ready? The Gemara quote this Mishnah earlier. Ad masai shoalin es agshamim. Up until what point do you ask for rain? Meaning, when do we stop asking for rain? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad shiavur Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says until all of Pesach ends. Rabbi Meir Omer ad shiyotza Nisan. He says until all of Chodesh Nisan. So he would say you continue to say through Sunday this week until Lamed Nisan, one would still say Sein Tal Mata Levracha. And how does he know this? Shenemar, he quotes a pasuk. Pasuk appears in Yoel. It says Yored Lechem Geshem More Omalkosh Barishon. And Yored, it came down to you. The Geshem, the rain came down. More Malkosh. More is referring to the first time it rains of the season. And Malkosh is a later raining. But Barishon is a reference to Chodesh Rishon, which of course is Chodesh Nisan. So we see that you allow for rain even in Chodesh Nisan, the entire Chodesh Nisan. So that's the machlokas in the Mishnah. Now we, of course, paskin against this Mishnah that we stop saying Sein Tal Mata Levracha already by Yom Tov Rishon. But these are the two opinions in the Mishnah. So Gemara now says, Amar Lei, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Yor ben Nisan, Yor ben Hu. What's going on in this Pasuk? That the Pasuk says in Yoel that the first rain, the Yor came in Nisan, the Yor is supposed to come, the first rain is supposed to come all the way back in Bar Cheshvan. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Yor ben Cheshvan, Nu Malkosh ben Nisan. So Gemara says, Amar Lei, Hachi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan explains as follows, Bimei Yoel ben Pesuel Niskayim Mikrazeh. This Pasuk was fulfilled during the times of Yoel ben Pesuel. What happened? The pasuk says, "Yeser hagezem achal haarbe." The whatever's remained in the field, the arbe, the locust had eaten up the gomer. So what was going on here? There's nothing left to eat. There's no crops left. It didn't rain that whole year. Osa shana yatsa adar v'lo yarduk shamim. Adar left. Adar was over, and it didn't rain the entire year. Yardilahem revia rishona be'echa benisan. The first time it rained the entire year was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the Yor. That was the first year. It was a very, very late season. So Amar Lehem Navi li Yisrael. So the Navi says to Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael, Tzu v'zaru, go out and plant. Take all the seeds that you might have in your storage house, in your house, take the kernels and plant them. Amar Lo, so they respond back to the Navi, Mishi yesh lo kav chitim, O kavayim sorim, a person has a kav of wheat, or perhaps two kav of barley. Yochlanu v'yichya, if he eats it, he'll live. But oh, yizrenu v'yamos, but if he plants them, he takes all the seeds that he has, which he could otherwise eat, but he decides to plant them, like the advice of the Navi, he's going to die. He has nothing else to eat. Didn't have enough for the next week to eat. Samar lehem, so Navi says back to him, Alpha Pikain, still nonetheless, Tzu v'zaru, listen to me, go out and plant all these seeds. Naslam Nese, a tremendous miracle happened. V'nisgal lehem mashbeksalim, it became revealed to them all that was hidden in the walls. U'mashbechori nimalim, what was hidden in all the ant holes and the ant hills. And yeah, so they had plenty of food to eat since they trusted the Navi. Yatzu v'zaru, so they all went out and they planted. And sheni ishlish yavi, they spent the next few days planting. V'yardu lehem revia shnia, now the second rainfall fell. B'chamisha, the fifth of Nisan. Hikrivu Omer b'shisha sarbenisan. So the halacha is the carbon Omer. The carbon Omer, I spoke about this, is the second night of Pesach. The carbon Omer is brought the 16th of Nisan. And that is matir all the chadash. All chadash, all the new grains of the year, with the bringing of the carbon Omer, now becomes yashan, and you're allowed to eat the yashan. So the halacha is that you have to bring from the new grains. So the carbon omer comes from the new grains, from barley that grew in the previous year. So before Nisan, there was no barley in the fields to be used. And if you only plant it on the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth day of Nisan, it's not going to grow in 11 days to be roi for the carbon, to cut it down. Yet there was a tremendous nes that happened, that in these few days, the grain, the barley grew large enough to be used for the carbon omer. Nimtzeis tevua hagdila b'shisha chadashim. What comes out is grains that would typically take 6 months to grow, gedela v'achar asayom, grew 11 days. From, remember, they were planting and dealing with the field for the first 5 days of Nisan, first 4 days, and then the fifth day it rained. So from day 5 until day 16 is 11 days. It grew in 11 days what normally would take 6 months to grow. And that was the tremendous nes. So Nimsa Omer Hekrev Mitvua Shal Shisha Chadashim Kari Mitvua Shal Echad Asayom. So too, just like what grew in 11 days, what would normally take 6 months, So too the carbon omer came from something that would normally take 6 months to grow, but this year took 11 months. 11 days, rather. I'm just wondering right now, aloud, there's an Indian of not partaking in eating something that became because of an ace. There's a discussion, one should avoid using things that was grown or made from an ace. And now this, of course, was an ace. Now this is obviously pikuach nefesh, so we know the choice. I wonder if they would talk about this at all. Okay, sorry. So Gemara now says, Val osu ador, that generation who omer, it said, Hazar b'dima b'rina yiktaru, that they would plant, they were crying, they had nothing to eat, they were starving. They took anything left that they had to eat, and they planted it. Hazar b'dima, that pasuk which we say all the time. So they were planting b'dima with tears. B'rina yiktaru, but they would rejoice when they cut it down. 11 days later, everything was ready to be cut and eat. Haloch yelech uvacha, they would go and they would cry. No se meshach hazara v'gomer. So we understand what the first part of the pasuk is referring to. My haloch yelech uvacha, no se meshach Hazar of a Gomer. What's that referring to? That second half of the pasuk. The first pasuk again, Hazar b'dima b'rina yiktaru. That we know. That's when they planted, when they were crying, but they started harvesting when they were happy. So the second half says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Shor kishu charish halechu bocha. The shor, if the people didn't have food, certainly the animals didn't have food either. So the ox was busy plowing down the fields and was going and was bocha, was busy crying. Ubechazirasa. But in its return back, it would go back and forth. On the way back, there were some things that grew enough for it to start eating from the bottom of the field in that path that it made, in that burrow that it had made through. That's what it's referring to. So again, they would cry on the way there, but in the return, they'd be happy. So that's what it means. They would come back, they would return birina. What does it mean? They would lift. Alumasa refers to bundles. So Amr of Chista, Chista says, Amri lay others say, Masnisa Tana, it's a brisa that teaches this. Kana Zeres, Shibolas Zrasayim. So, the stem of the barley was the measure of a Zeres, and the Shibolas, the top, where you get the kernels from, was two. So it was double the top part. I don't know what the English is for these different parts. The stem and. Anyone have an English to help me with the words here? What? The stalk and the ears?
The ear, yeah.
The ear. So the top, the shibolus is the ears, I imagine, right?
Shibolus is the stalk, Zerasim is the ear.
Zerasim is the ears. So how do they translate this in the art scroll?
The stalk, no, kana zeres is the stalk, sorry.
Right. So right, so the kana, zeres is a measurement.
Yeah, the
so
one
this,
hand
right,
hand.
Exactly. The stalk was one hand's length, but the ears, which where you get the food from, was twice that size. Now, normally, it was a much different ratio. I think they say somewhere here. Maybe Rashi says the ratio normally.
Normally, it's 3 to 4 times.
Yeah. But there's a Rashi here. You see Rashi? Rashi says, look at Rashi, 4 wide lines down. Shibolas Rasayim. That the ears were twice as long as the stem. Zeo Nes Gadol. That's a tremendous Nes. Because Masha Enkein Derech Kol Tvua, normally for the grains, Shakana P Shlosha, normally the stem is 3 amounts, Varba Bishibolas, and the top fourth, only a quarter, is the ear. So here we're having 2/3 is the ear, normally it's a quarter. So that's a large return on these pieces of barley and wheat. Then the Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Nachman Le Rav Yitzchak, Mai Dichsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says in Mlachim? So it says, Ki kara Hashem l'rav, Hashem called out to the famine, v'gam ba el ha'aretz sheva shanim. And literally what it means is they came to the land in 7 years. So what does this pasuk refer to? What is it? It doesn't really make much sense. My achel, what do they eat for these this many years, 7 years of famine? So amar lei hachi kamar, hachi amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan explains this pasuk as follows. During those years of famine, shana rishona, the first year, achlu mashu bebatim. They eat whatever was in their house, they ate. Shania, the second year, achlu mashu basadas. They went out to the fields, whatever they found in the fields, that's what they ate. Rashi says the svichim. Shalishis, the third year, basar behema torah. They shechted all the kosher animals. Revius, excuse me, the fourth year, basar behema tamea. They ate the behema tameas, pigs and donkeys, whatever they had. Horses. Chamishis, the fifth year, basar shkatsim v'ramasim. They started eating insects, then rodents. Shishis, the sixth year, basa b'neim uvnosem, they would eat their own children. And Shvi is the seventh year of this terrible famine. Basar Israel Hashem, they ate their own flesh. L'kai Mashinemar, in order to fulfill the pasuk says, Ish Basar Israel Yochelu. Each person ate his own flesh.
So how did the cows come back?
Well, I mean, they were cows from other countries and other areas, I imagine.
In those 11 days? And I was saying, the cows, it says the cows were starving. They didn't have any food, but we see it finished here saying that they already ate the cows.
This pasuk is a different story, a different famine. Yeah, this isn't in Malachim. The other one's in pasuk in Yoel. Okay, the Gemara now says, "Amalei Rav Nachman, the Rav Yitzchak, my dechse was a pasuk." Mean when it says this pasuk appears in Hosea, "Bekirbecha kadosh v'lo avo ba'ir." Literally, what it means is "Bekirbecha," within you, amongst you, there's kedusha, and I'm not going to enter the city of kedusha. Sounds like a very strange thing. Because mishum de bekibrecha kadosh lava ba'ir, because it's kedusha, I'm not going to enter in. This is, I think, Hashem's talking here. He's not going to enter the city because there's kedusha. That's counterintuitive, obviously. So Gemara says no. Amar lehachi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan again explains. Now this is the same structure, by the way. All these Gemaras are the same thing. Rav Nachman says a pasuk to Rav Yitzchak, and they quote Rabbi Yochanan to explain the pasuk. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu lo avo biyushlaim shel mala. I will not enter in to the Yerushalayim above in the Shemayim until I enter first into the Yerushalayim Shalmata. Umiika Yerushalayim Lamala? Does such a Yerushalayim exist up in Shemayim? And the Gemara says, in. Such a concept does exist. The pasuk tells us that it appears in Tehillim. Yerushalayim Habunuya Ki'ir Shechubol Yachtav. The city of Yerushalayim that's built, like the city that's already been built. So what does it mean already? There's another Yushalayim? Yes, there's another Yushalayim, Yushalayim Shalmala. Another case of Amr Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Mai Dichse, what does a pasuk mean when it says, and this a pasuk appears in Yirmiyah, it says, Uva'achas Yivaru, and with one they will burn, Vikaslu Moser Hevalim Eitzu. How do they interpret the second half of the pasuk? Vikaslu Moser Hevalim Eitzu. Is there Rashi here? See, I'll put you art school guys on the spot. That's what they say here.
They are all together, senseless and stupid, a reduce of vanities. Each one is wooden.
Aha, uh-huh, okay, sounds like it makes a lot of sense. Okay, we'll see. The Gemara is going to explain what this means. Okay, so let's see what the Gemara says. So Amr Lehachi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan says, Achasi, the first half of the pasuk says, Achasi, Shem Me'averes, Risham Begehenim. There's one Avera that's going to cause the burning of all the Rishonim in Gehenna. Mahi, what's that one Aver? What's the Achas? Avodah Zara. How do we know? Because Ksiv Hach, it's written in the continuation of the pasuk that we read above, Mosa Avelim Eitzu, and Ksiv Hasim, it's written in the context of Avodah Zara, Hevel Hema Maise Tatuim. So through that Gzer Shava, we see that the pasuk of Achas is a reference to Avodah Zara. Says the Rav Nachman again, Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Mai Dichsev, what does the pasuk mean? When it says in Yirmiyah again, Kishtaim Raus Asa Ami, my nation had done two evils to me. Tartan Hudahavi, they only did two things. Esin Varba Shrikalu, they left 24. What's 24 referred to? 24 books of Tanakh they left. They, not just two Svarim, all 24. So Amalei Hachi Amar Biochim. Biochim explains the pasuk as follows. Achas Shehishkula Kishtaim. They violated one Avera that was equal to an Avera, two Averas. So what is that one? What's that one Avera? Ma'iniu Avodah Zara. Avodah Zara, even though it's one Avera, it has the weight of two different Averas. Dichsiv. As the pasuk says, and now this pasuk appears in Yirmiyah as well. Kishtaim Raus Asa Mi. So they did two evils to me. So what are the two evils? So Azvu Mikor Ma'im Chaim Lachsov Lehem Boros Boros. So they left me, left the Mikor Ma'im, the source of water, Lachsof lem beros beros, in order to dig wells, nishbarim to dig wells that were broken. So what's going on here? What's the understanding of this pasuk here? Uksibu, and it's written further. We're going to put everything together, hopefully. Then the pasuk says further in Yirmiyah as well. Ki ivru iye kitiim uru'u v'keda shilchu v'zboninu me'od v'gomer. Okay, we're going to need a lot of help here with some of the pesukim here. And then it says, "Haheimar goy elokim veheimar lo elokim vami heimir kvodo blo yoyo." So a lot's going on here that's not really being explained too much. So let's see here. The Should we get Mike to read the English again?
Or go to the isles of the Kittites and see, sent to Kedar, considered Deljalim. As a nation change their gods, even though they are not gods, then Va'ami is get my people has changed its glory for that which is of no benefit.
Okay, so they did a lot of bad. Let's see what's going on here. Let's take it pasuk by pasuk slowly. Let's go back to the beginning again. The pasuk says, Dichsiv. Kishtaim raos asaimi, that my nation did two evils to me. Osi azvu, me they left, mikor maim chayim. They left me, I'm the mikor chayim, I'm the maim chayim. They left me, I'm the source of all life. In order to lachsov lahem boros boros nishbarim, in order to dig again these pits, these wells that were broken. They went to do an avodah zarah. And avodah zarah is being compared to broken wells. Okay. So then the Gemara says, so what does the Rashi say? Or anything here? Let's see. Nothing yet. Uksibhu, then it's written further. I'm going to read this again. Pasuk Yirmiya says, Ki ivru iye kitiyim uru v'keder shilchu v'sbonu me'od. So what's the understanding of this pasuk? That they learned from the Goyim. The Goyim themselves did not rebel against their own gods. But they were loyal to their own gods. Hahemer goy elohim, Elohim it should be probably, Vehemelo Elohim, that they would rebel against their gods, and their gods are not even gods. Vami, but my nation, Hamer Kvod of Loyo, they're rebelling against me, I'm the real God.
Did the Goyim switch their gods?
Seeing Hamer's Lashon,
they switch their gods. They didn't switch. They're not gods, but they didn't switch for them.
Right.
Switch anyway.
They switched for non-gods, and they're not even gods.
Right.
They
didn't switch.
Right.
They're not gods, exactly.
The Goyim
didn't switch.
Right.
Even though they're not gods, and we.
Okay. So the Gemara says now, Tana, the Brisa says, Kusim ovdim le'ish. The Kusim were the ones worshiping the fire. Ukedireim ovdim le'mayim. And they were the ones, Kedarim were the ones who were serving the water. V'afapi, even though, afapi sheyodim shemayim mechabin se'esh, even though the people, those the Kutim who worship, the Kutim who worship the fire, knew that there was a certain weakness to the fire, because water could put out the fire, lohemiru, Eloheim, they did not go against their God, they did not switch their God, they were loyal to the God, even though they saw that there's a weakness in their God. Vami, but my nation, Hamer Kvodi below Yoyo, but my nation rebelled against me and switched me without any good reason. Okay, another exchange between Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak, Ma'idich, so what does the pasuk say mean when it says in Shmuel, Vayhi kasher zokan Shmuel, and when it was that Shmuel became old. Mar asks, Mi Siv Shmuel, did Shmuel really age? Kuli Hai, was he so old? Was he really ever a Zakin? V'ha bar, right, Hamishim Mishnaim, he only lived till he's 52 years, Hava. It's not too old. It's not a Zakin. Damar Mar, Meis Benun Beis Shana, Zel Misasa Shmuel, Haramasi. If a person dies at the age of 52, that's the Misa of Shmuel Hanavi, Shmuel Haramasi. So it's not so old. So why are we calling him a Zakin? So Amr Lehachi, Amr Rab Yochran, Rab Yochran explains the pasuk as follows. Zikna Kaftalav. He aged. Now, he wasn't old. He was only 52, but he aged very quickly. He went white. He became looking. He looked very old, even though he wasn't actually that old. How do we know? The pasuk says, Nichamti kimlachti es Shaul lamelach. I regretted that I had appointed Shaul king. Right? So, Amar lefanav. So he says, Ribono Shel Olam, Shmuel says to Hashem, Shekalsini kamo shiv Aaron. I am equal to Moshe and Aaron, as we say in Pasuk and Tilim, Dichsiv Moshe Aaron b'chana v'shmul b'karei shemo, ma Moshe Aaron lo bitlu ma'isi adeim b'chayehem. Just like Moshe and Aaron, they did not, their ma'isi yadav was not batel in their days. What does that mean? What's ma'isi adeim? Says Rashi. Ma'isi adeim Yeshua. So Yeshua was able, he lived, they did not see Yeshua die. They died seeing Yeshua take over their leadership. So, and Rashi points out, he wasn't only the Talmud of Moshe, as we usually know it. Even though the Pasuk tells us he's the Eved of Moshe, he was also a Talmud of Aaron as well. Fine. So just like Moshe and Aaron did not see Yeshua die in their days, they saw the success of Yeshua, and then Moshe and Aaron died. So too, I also don't want to see my my Maisi Yodai. In other words, Shaul. Shmuel was the one who appointed Shaul to be king. He doesn't want to see Shaul die before he dies. He wants to die before Shmuel, before Shaul rather. Shmuel wants to die first. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to him, Hechi Avid, so now my hands are tied. What am I supposed to do? You want to die before Shaul. So Lima Shaul, if I have Shaul die, Lo Kashavik Shmuel, so Shmuel won't let me. If, why, right, where's Rashi on this? Let's see. There's no Rashi in this, right? Okay, so again, if I'm going to say Limo Shaul Lo Kashavik Shmuel, Shmuel won't let me let Shaul die first because Shmuel wants to die before Shaul, so Shaul can't die first. So Shaul needs to stay alive. Limo Shmuel, now if I have Shmuel die right now, though, Adazutar Miran Neabasre. Now, since he was Zutar, since he was so young, he was a Bacher, says Rashi. He wasn't quite a Bacher, but he was still young to what someone of Shmuel's stature should die. So he's so young, Miran Neabasre, they're going to start saying, oh, he died young, probably because he wasn't a good Navi. And that wasn't true, of course. So then, what do you say? Lo, Lamas Shaul, Lo, Limos Shmuel. Let's say, don't have Shaul die, don't let Shmuel die, let them both live a number of more years. The problem with letting both Shaul and Shmuel die, live rather, is Kfar Gia Malchus David. Now David's time to rule is ready. Vein Malchus Nogas B'chaverta, Afilu Kamali Nima. When it's time for the next king to come in place, you can't have them overlap and you can't have it delayed even for a split second. So since David's time is now, Shaul needs to die. So Shaul needs to die for David to come in. But Shmuel says he's not letting Shaul die before he himself dies. And now Shmuel needs to die before Shaul. So it has to be Shmuel die, and then Shaul die, and then David can become king. That's a difficulty. But Shmuel is so young, you can't let Shmuel die when he's so young. So what does he do? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hashem says, Akpitz Alav Zikna. I'm going to make him become old. I'm going to have him age very quickly. So the question, what's the value of making him age? He's still young when he dies. Let's see if they explain. So Hayinu Dichsev, that's what the pasuk means when it says, V'shol Yoshi Begiva Tachas HaEshel Berama. And Shaul sat in the valley that was below the Eshel, the type of tree, Berama. So when Giva is something low, Rama is something high. V'chima inyan Geva Eitzel Rama. Ela Lomer Lecha, this is to teach us, Mi Gara L'Shaul Sh'yashe Begiva. What caused Shaul to sit in the Giva Shtei Shanu Mechza for 2.5 more years? Tfilasa Shal Shmuel HaRamasi. Because Shmuel Davin, he didn't want to see Shaul die, so that extended his life another 2.5 years. So, fine. One second, look at Rashi one second here. Okay. So then the Gemara asks the question you're all probably thinking. So, how could that be? Mi midcha gavre mikame gavra. So we said above, once Malchus Beis David comes, so you can't delay it at all. So now since we just delayed it for 2.5 years, we just said Shaul could live another 2.5 years, that means David's being pushed off 2.5 years. Now the Gemara doesn't exactly ask that question, just says, is it fair to have Shmuel push off David's reign? I guess in essence that's the question. So the Gemara says, it is possible. Damar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yochanan, other Gersalas, who that was, Ma'i Dichse, what does it mean in the Pasuk that says, Al Kain Chatzavti B'Nevim, Haragtim bimrepi bimasehim. So what does it mean here? Lid chatzapti means to what? Like etch out. I think to carve out, to dig out. So alkein chatzapti b'nevim. I dug literally with the nevim. Haragtim bimrepi bimasehim. How's this pasuk being touched here?
I think it ends with bimrepi.
Bimrepi.
And then bimasehim.
Ah, yeah, very good. That's how you read it. Yeah. So the Gemara says, let's see how they understand the pasuk here. So Hashem says, I'm the one who goes there, bimrepi, with my mouth, to kill the Nevi'im before their time. I have the right to do that. And it's not on their own merit that their sin that caused them to die. I have the right to do this. So bimaseim lo nemar doesn't say their actions is what caused them to die. Ela bimrepi, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's statement, by his gzeira, he could do this. Alma mitchei gavri mikame gavri. We see from this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can push off other people because of his certain gzeiros, that his calculations, his cheshbonos, he's able to do this. Even though, b'maseim, they're not worthy of living longer or dying earlier, based on Imre Fri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could, of course, say and make a gzeira in order for this to happen. So in essence, Shaul lived another 2.5 years, pushing off David, and then Shmuel was able to live another 2.5 years. So I'm trying to look here on the side here in Rashi for a second. The reason why we want Shmuel to live Really, we're pushing Shmuel's life for another 2.5 years. That's what we're trying to accomplish here. I believe the concern is because otherwise it looks like he gets kares. Now the Gemara in Moed Katan says a person who dies at 50, before the age of 50, we say it's kares. So I thought Rashi says this here, but I don't see him saying this. So we can't have him die before 50 because then people would think he is getting kares, which of course he didn't deserve of kares. So we have to push it off a couple of years so people wouldn't think that. And good question. Why not 51? I'm not sure. Good question. I don't know. But does anybody talk about this kares? Does Tosus talk about this here?
Archival Footnotes.
Archival Footnotes talks about this, yeah? Is it Gemara Moed Katan maybe talks about it? Is that where it is?
Ksubis,
yeah. Ksubis where?
68. 60.
So that talks about the nursing for 2 years. But it doesn't talk about she talks about Shmuel there also? Okay. Fine, let's go weiter now. Gemara says, where are we now? Oh, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Again, these same two individuals. Hava yasa besudasa. They're sitting at a suda. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Leima mar milso. Rav Yitzchak, please say something. Say a Dvar Torah. So Amalei. Hachi am Rav Yochanan. Ein masichim besuda. Shema yaktim kana leveshet. V'yavoli de sakana. So I can't. He says that there's a halacha that you're not allowed to speak when you're busy eating because you might choke. So we'll talk after the meal. So Basra the Sud, after they finished eating. So Amalei Hachim Rabbi Yochanan, they said, Rabbi Yochanan says as follows, Yaakov Avinu Lomes. Yaakov Avinu never died. Says Rashi, Lomes Elachai Huliolam. He lived forever. So what does it mean he lived forever? We don't have anywhere, this is one place, but we have a list of, there's only one individual that we know that lived forever. The Gemara in Basra tells us in Perek Yesh Noachlim, that I think it says maybe there are 7 individuals who saw the span of the entire world. From Adam to, I don't know who, the whole, it could be Chanoch to Avram and the whole, finally get to Eliyahu Navi, and he lived forever. So then from between Adam and Eliyahu, there's 7 generations or so. And then Eliyahu lived forever, so they saw the entire world between those 7 people. But the Gemara doesn't say Yaakov was one of the people on that list. So, and Yaakov, we know, did die. So you have to figure out what this means exactly. I believe some Mefarshim say what it means is, since he had the Yud Beis Shvatim, the Shiftei Ka, it was Ki'ilo, he was Chai forever. I think that's how they explain this. So, the Gemara explains, though, so taking this literally, though, that Yaakov didn't die, so then the question becomes, the Gemara says, Amrlei b'chi b'chdi saftu, safdanya, so for naught, did the eulogizer eulogize? V'chantu chantaya, and they mummified him for their playing games here? Well, what were they mummifying if he never died? The kavru kivari, and they buried him, and there's a place in Maras Machpelah where you can find Yaakov Avinu's kever. That was a fake kever. What's all that business? So Amrlei, he says, I don't really know, but Mikrani Darsha, I'm just learning the Pasuk. I'm just doing what the Pasuk tells me. The Pasuk says, Shinemar, Pasuk says, it's found in Yirmiya. It says, Vata al tira, you should not fear, Avdi Yaakov num Hashem, Veil tachas Yisrael kini Moshiach merachok v'zaracha meret shivya. I'm reading the whole pasuk on the side here. Fine. So what's going on here? This whole pasuk in Yirmiyah. So the Gemara explains makish hu lizaro. I guess I'm getting it from the Gemara. That's why. Okay. Makish hu lizaro. We're connecting Yaakov Avinu to his children. Ma zaro b'chayim afhu b'chayim. Just like his children and his great grandchildren and so on and so forth, Klai Yisrael will live forever. So too Yaakov Avinu will live forever. So that's what the pasuk means. So he doesn't know how to explain why they did all this mummifying and eulogizing and burying, but this is the pasuk he's darshaning. Okay. Gemara now says, I'm looking at Rashi 1 second here. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar of Yitzchak. If Yitzchak says, Kala Omer Racha Racha Miad Nikri, a person who says the name Racha Racha 2 times, he automatically becomes a Baal Keri. So Amalei Rav Nachman Ana Amina V'lo Ichbasli. Rav Nachman said, I once tried this out and nothing happened to me. So what are you saying? So Amalei Ki Kamina. Rav Yitzchak says, what I meant was B'yodo Makira. If you recognize her, if you knew her well, then by simply saying her name Racha Rachav, that will make a person a Baal Keri. So I think it's the not the Mishnah, the Gemara and Sota lists a number of qualities of different people, and I think Avshalom in his hair, and and different people. So they mentioned Rachav in her name. She had a beautiful name. People had different quality, different strengths of different parts of the body, the hair, the gvura. So Rachav, I believe, is listed there as well. So the Gemara now says, Kiyava Miftim Mehadadeh, when they had departed from each other, Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak spent a lot of time with each other. And this whole daf is pretty much a dialogue between the two of them. I don't know if this was one meeting or not. But when they, from this last meeting, when they're having a suda, when they departed, Amrle Livarchan Mar. So one of them asked for the other for a bracha. I'm imagining Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak for a bracha. How do they say who's asking who?
Yes.
Okay. Because Rav Nachman was the one who was asking all these questions to Rav Yitzchak. So it sounded like Rav Yitzchak was the Rebbe. So Gemara says, Amr Lei, Emshil Chal Mashal. I'm going to give you a mashal. It's a famous Gemara. You guys probably heard a couple songs like this. The Ma Davar Domer. The Adam Shehaya Holech B'Midbar. A person's walking in the desert. V'hayarai V'ayif V'tzame. He's hungry. He's tired. He's thirsty. Umatza Ilan Sheperosav Mesukim. He finds a beautiful tree in the middle of the desert. This sweet fruit. V'tzela Na. Very comfortable shade. V'amas Maim Alveres Tachtav. And there's a nice stream of water passing underneath. Exactly what he needs. He has food. He has water. And he has a place to rest. So Aval Meperosav. Achal Meperosav. Eats from the fruit. Vishasa Mimav, he drinks from the water. Vyasha Bitela, then he sits underneath the shade. He gets everything that he needs. Uchshabikesh Lelech, and when he asks to go, Amar Ilan Ilan, so he wants to give a bracha to the tree. Ilan Ilan Ma Avrecha, what kind of bracha will I give you? Im Omar Lacha Shayu Perosecha Mesukin, Hari Perosecha Mesukin. I'm going to give you a bracha that your fruit should be sweet. They already are sweet. Shehei Tzilchanoa, that your shade should be nice and pleasant. Hari Tzilchanoa, your shade already is pleasant. Shetehei amas hamayim overes tachtecha, that you should have a nice stream of water passing below you. Well, harei amas hamayim overes tachtecha. You already have that. You have everything that you need. So ela yiraton shekol nitzios shenotin mimcha. All the other trees that are going to be planted from you. Yehu kamoscha, they should be just like you, with all this great, the sweet fruits and the shade and the water. So afata, so too Rav Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman, so b'maverecha, what kind of bracha will I give you? Im b'torah, harei torah. If you need Torah, you already have Torah. Im be'osher, if it's about wealth, harei osher, you already are wealthy. Im be'banim, if it's about banim, harei banim, you have many children. Ela, yehu ratan shiyu tzeta me'echa k'moscha, that all your children, all your offspring should be just like you with regards to Torah, osher, and banim. Alright, beautiful bracha. We should all be zocha to that bracha. Oh, I forgot to say, tonight's learning was Lila Nishmas Leah ben Bas Mordechai. The Neshama should have Leah.
I don't see you.